This is episode number 2201 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So last night was the Met Gala.
I think it's like the first gala, whatever. I think it's the first Monday in May. I think that's the deal.
The talk of the night was Kim wearing Marilyn Monroe's Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress.
Oh, really?
It was the actual dress.
It was her actual dress that she wore to that event that she was late to?
Yes.
1960-something, 62-something or something like that? And, of course, you have...
Was it 61 or 62? I just watched this, too.
It was 62. And, of course, she sang... As you so
happy
brilliantly do. There you go. All right,
anyway.
So was, that dress.
Yes. So
that freaking dress.
This is to show the stars are just like us. It was on loan from Ripley's, believe it or not.
Okay.
The museum in Orlando.
Okay.
They bought the dress, the most expensive dress in the world.
In the world.
For $4.8 million.
Wow.
In 2016.
And they let Kim wear it?
I know.
Did they have like a no commando clause in it or something like that? No. You put some underwear on, girl.
Oh, I would have shown.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, there were Skims, I'm sure.
Of course there were Skims.
So seriously, the actual dress. And they showed side-by-side
pictures.
Now, here's
the deal. Marilyn Monroe was, she wasn't, you know, super skinny or anything.
She was curvy, but still, she was very slim.
She was small, but she was curvy.
Yeah.
Kim's small, too, in stature. She's also way curvier than I think that than Marilyn Monroe would have ever been.
Well, I think Kim's backside is curvier than most anybody's ever been.
Well, that's what Skims are for.
So, to flatten it all out.
You get some really heavy-duty Skims.
In all the pictures, you never got to see the backside.
Well, you better hope she didn't rip that sucker out.
No, she probably couldn't
sit down, Kim.
So, it was on loan. She had to wear gloves. It was delivered to her to touch it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It was delivered to her home 3 weeks ago via Armored Guard.
Yeah. Well, of course.
And when she tried it on, she discovered it didn't fit.
Wow.
And she cried.
She cried.
She did.
She cried.
So she had 3 weeks to fit into this dress.
Yeah.
Clean eating, no carbs, no sweets, lots of sauna suits and treadmills.
Oh, wow.
She lost 16 pounds. Now, she's
five two and a half, sixteen pounds is significant.
Yeah, yeah. Marilyn Monroe was 5'5". They did a comparison of their measurements, too. But
Well, you would think that somebody at some point said, yeah, it's a size whatever. And Kim went, oh, well, yeah, of course, I fit into a size whatever. She gets it delivered to her house, gloves and all, and she's like, oh, crap, it doesn't fit. Now what? So
she got
starve herself for 3 weeks.
She didn't.
Well,
but I got to say, she didn't starve herself.
Okay. All right.
Some people think you don't have sugar.
This is what I get out of all of this. Pete Davidson slept with Marilyn Monroe last night. That's what I get out of all of this.
Garth Brooks caused an earthquake at his Baton Rouge concert.
What?
Calling Baton Rouge.
Oh, my God. No kidding. Caused an earthquake.
Yep. The crowd got so loud at Garth Brooks' concert in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Saturday, that it caused an earthquake.
Wow. I wonder how big.
Now, it wasn't. It was a little one, but still, the fact that it did. So a seismograph on the LSU campus recorded the quake at 9:20 p.m.
That means, like, the whole earth shook. In that area.
Yes.
Not just from people stomping their feet, but it kept shaking. That's kind of weird.
Well, he was singing actually Calling Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones.
Sure.
And in Baton Rouge.
Sure. Well, you can imagine.
And there was 102,000 fans in attendance.
Wow. That's huge.
It's the second. Well, anyway, let me back up a second.
Okay.
There have been other earthquakes during other sporting events, like the 1988 upset of Auburn is known as the earthquake game.
Wow.
But they think this is the first time it's ever happened at a music event.
So Garth Brooks is doing a stadium tour, or he's finishing up a stadium tour.
Yeah.
I guess he called some of it off and then went back. And I guess he's, I think I heard he's not going to do any more after this.
That's what I hear. We'll see.
You know what? Never say never, Garth. It's okay.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, he's addicted to it.
When you go to see a concert in a stadium and you don't have seats right up front, you know, you're watching a Jumbotron. And I love being at a concert. I love standing up and dancing and singing at the top of my lungs and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I could see that at home and save by $400, you know, or whatever.
So this was the second largest stadium concert in North American history.
You said 102,000?
102,000.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. I think 102,000 people. It's the size of the city I grew up in. And if they all jumped up and down at the same time, they would start an earthquake.
Well, you got to think about it, too. The city I live in right now is only 60,000.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of people.
It's a heck of a... I think the Rose Bowl holds...
90,000?
And that's
like
the
that.
Largest...
That's the largest college... Well, no, LSU, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were at LSU, right?
So wow. Now, there was a concert that had more people that attended that made it the largest concert event in North American history.
They had more room than 102. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Which, as it well should be, George Strait holds that record.
George Strait.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Garth can't unseat George Strait.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Okay. There you go.
105,000 at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
Wow. Okay. So Arlington. Okay. So the Cowboys play there.
But I'm thinking
105,000.
As far as college.
Yeah. No, I think LSU 105,000. I don't think you can get that many in the Rose Bowl. I think 95 or 90,000 is, which is huge. So when the Super Bowl was played here, not this last year, but previous years, they would hold it at the Rose Bowl twice in L.A. It was at the Rose Bowl because they could get more people in there. Whatever. I don't know. You know who causes a little personal earthquake for me when I'm thinking about it?
I can't believe you just said that. Oh, jeez, don't.
You know? What? The earth moves, man. The earth moves.
Okay, that sounds better.
Well, that's what an earthquake is.
Yeah, but the way you said it was like, oh, that's so creepy, creepster.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Anne.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.